I'm going to call the City of Franklin's Common Council to order. Madam Clerk, please take the roll.
Mayor Taylor.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderman Taylor.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Present.
Alderman Skronsky is excused.
Please rise. You
may pledge allegiance to our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And I'll turn to the citizens' comment period. Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Are there any citizens wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Yes, sir, if you could please state your name and address for the record.
Yeah, I guess that's what you should do. Leroy Lewandowski, 8030 West, once and White. This agenda tonight in regards to that Present View Trail, I'm against it. I just can't understand why we have to spend $240,000 to put a trail 10 feet wide through the wetlands. I believe that it's not going to serve any benefit to the children. If you look at the way that path goes, it's a long path at, what, 3,400 miles, if I could read the information correctly. It's dangerous because there's nobody that can see what the children are doing for the whole 3,400 miles. We have a sidewalk on 51st Street, which now connects to, I don't remember the name of that street, but it's better off if they take that road. I went and drove through that new extension of Marquette, and I'll tell you, that's a disaster. Why we put a road like that, the sharp 90-degree turn, you can't see around the corner. I can't believe that we, the City of Franklin, are doing all this when my neighborhood, for instance, has a waiting program for Southview to go through. And we don't have any parks in our neighborhood, but money is being wasted on this. I can't see any point putting that thing in there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak during the citizens' comment period? Is there anyone else wishing to speak? If not, close the citizens' comment period. Turn to item 3, business item A, standards, findings, decisions of the City of Franklin Common Council on the application of the City of Franklin for a special exception to certain natural resources provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, before the council members this evening is a redraft of the very final paragraph of staff's draft of the decision and findings, et cetera. It's been recommended by the Environmental Commission as well as the Common Council. Staff previously had conditions in the document, and that's what's changed here. All the other state and federal agencies, which were necessary to provide permits upon applications by the city, have done so through this morning. The DNR was the final permittor, which granted the necessary permits. So instead of conditions, just to be consistent with the standard form findings, it now states that all necessary permits were granted. With regard to conservation easements, the entire area is within a conservation easement because the city was deeded the land from, as I recall, DNR and MMS and or MMSD a long time ago. And so those are unnecessary. And the final condition is always that all work proceeds pursuant to all local laws and ordinances, et cetera. And so those became notes as opposed to conditions, and that's the only change.
Okay. Alderman Wilhelm?
Well, I'll make the motion. Is the proper thing to insert the word as updated into the motion that's being suggested?
The city attorney?
That would work.
Okay. I'll move to adopt the standards and findings and decisions as updated and present to the council for the City of Franklin Common presented the City of Franklin Common Council upon the application of the City of Franklin for a special exception to the natural resource provisions of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion?
Discussion?
Yes.
Just how long is this trail?
It's about 3,000 miles.
4,300 feet.
Okay, thank you.
A little shorter than...
I might point out the wetlands that we're looking at. I don't know if you can even see them from there, but this is the wetland was identified, and sewer pack did say that it continues to the south, so we're crossing a tiny piece of wetland at this point. And over here is a wetland, but the farmer had filled and put a culvert in. So while there's a wetland, where the trail is actually going to be is hardly a wetland because the farmer, he had his tractor route and his farm route through here. So in an essence, there's very little, and this is a small little line that comes down here we're crossing, and this is really almost non-existent. But they are declared wetlands, so we have to go through all this. But we're not going through a big wetland. Just want to let everybody know. It's just extremely minor.
All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, 5 ayes, no nays, ayes have it. Motion carries. Item B, a resolution awarding bid.
Question on the start date. Do you know when you're going to start?
Well, pre-construction meeting is tomorrow, and we think the contractor's going to start shortly.
Okay. Item, Mr. City Attorney.
With regard to item 3B, the Common Council on October 1 adopted a resolution awarding the bid subject to the condition of DNR award of necessary permits, and that occurred by way of email to the mayor.
So no action is
that's
required?
Correct.
Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. So moved and seconded. For discussion, seeing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, I just have a motion.
We can still reconsider.